Shavua Tov, my friends. I hope you all enjoyed a beautiful Shabbat. We are on day 14, which is called If You See Something, Say Something. And this is all about dealing with interpersonal relationships. When you're offended, you're put off by someone, how should we deal with the situation? So I quoted in the chapter the famous verse from the book of Leviticus, of Sefer Vayikra, where it says, Lo tisnas achicha belvavecha, do not hate your brother in your heart. Hochech tochecha tamitecha, you shall reprove your brother. Your neighbor means when you see something wrong, you should say something to them. And do not bear sin because of him. And so you have these three different phrases, not to hate your fellow Jew. And if you see something, say something. And then the last clause is the most vague, which is a machloket, a whole debate as to how to understand it. And don't bear sin. So all the mafarshim, all the commentators ask the obvious question, what sin is it referring to? And in the chapter, I quoted the Ramban, the great Nachmanides, who said that these three clauses, not hating, correcting your neighbor, and not bearing sin, are all interconnected. And the Ramban says that this whole pasuk, this whole verse, is referring to a situation in which one person has offended another. And therefore, when the Torah tells us to correct your neighbor, the reason the Torah is telling you to correct your neighbor when you're offended in some way, when something is wrong, that you see something wrong, is so that you don't come to be over on the lav of lo sisna, that you don't come to violate the prohibition of harboring hate, which is the first clause in the verse. The last clause, v'lo tisa lav chet, don't bear sin. What sin? It's the sin of harboring hate. If you don't say something, if you just let it fester and you accept some sort of abuse of some sort and you don't speak out, then it's just going to grow and you're going to come, God forbid, to hating a fellow Jew. And this is a very, very important principle of not sweeping your ill will under the rug. Now, of course, you don't want to always have to bring up everything. You don't want to be one of those people where like everything is offending you and you're super sensitive. You're not going to be taken seriously and nobody can live up to that. But the things that are really, really bothering you, just to think that they're going to go away, and a lot of us are non-confrontational by nature. We don't want to, so we just let it go. But then it festers and it builds. But this is important to give the rebuke, to correct one's neighbor. Hochech tochech. This is more of an art than a science. And you have to really play it out and think strategically, how can I say this in such a way that the other person can hear it? Now, he quoted Dr. John Gottman, as one of America's most important researchers in the field of psychology. He coined a term called a harsh startup. He gives the example of a wife who makes a simple request of her husband, take out the garbage. Husband doesn't do it. The wife's upset. But even when we're upset, we have a choice. We might say, well, you never do anything. I have to do it all the time. And this is what Gottman calls a harsh startup. It immediately makes the other person defensive. So if someone leaves something on the floor, instead of saying, hey, why do you keep doing that? You know how much it upsets me. Put it on yourself. And I just taught this in class last week to say, hey, you know, it makes me feel when I see that item left on the floor, it makes me feel. It prevents the other person from being put on the defensive. So you want to think it out. You want to strategize it a little more. And this is something that is really helpful, not only allowing the other person to ask for forgiveness, but it helps you. It helps the person who's being offended. And this is important in life to realize that we're not doing things only for other people, that, you know, to just break up a fight or give the other person the opportunity to apologize. But if we can train ourselves in the art of correcting our neighbor, we'll not only be helping our neighbor become better friends and better Jews, but we'll also be moving our most important relationships to a much higher level. And in the new book, The Jewish Experience, I mentioned that Aaron, the high priest that was Moses' brother, he would find individuals in the Jewish community that were engaged in some kind of dispute, and he would get involved. Now, he was smart about it. He would inform each person separately that the other one wanted to reconcile. Now, even though it's not necessarily true, and this is another principle, it's probably a good another chapter sometime we can discuss it, that you are permitted to fudge a little in order to create shalom, to create some peace. You want to be careful how far you take that, but Aaron would actually tell two people in a fight, he would go over to one privately and say, you know, the other one, Bob, who you're arguing with, he really wants to reconcile, but he doesn't, you know, feel comfortable doing it. And he would tell the other person the same thing. And he did this until both were appeased and the two resumed their relationship. And it's okay even to fudge things a little in order to create a little peace, a little shalom. Very, very important during this 40-day challenge in the month of Elul getting closer to the high holidays that we start rectifying our relationships with our fellow Jew. And to make sure, God forbid, we never come to a place where we're harboring hate, but instead, when you see something, say something, get it off your chest so we can reconcile and move on.